Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the Margaret Fontana Media Podcast Show. On today's episode, I want to talk about the power of social media and the different ways people are using social media to get their messages out there, to build their brands, to promote their films, to promote their reels if they're actors, to promote social injustice, to promote positivity. So, you know, I think we got to go back a little and just think about the history of social media and how it's accumulated its power over the last couple of years and how it's become its own broadcast medium. You know, TV is always powerful. That's a traditional piece of media. Radio is still somewhat powerful, but I think TV rules the game in that space, in the traditional spaces. If we look at where we are now inside of the digital media world, we have control over so much, and we have control over promoting how much we talk about. We have control over how much we want to get something out into the world. We have our own followers. We have our own audience. We have our own consumers. Never in the history of anything have we had this much control. And it's still free. I mean, if you look at maybe some of the big companies doing pay for play, meaning they pay for advertising space and they bump themselves up on Facebook feeds and things like that, or even inside of Instagram. But organically, you can still get a lot of information out to your audience and your consumers. And honestly, what prompted me to really put this podcast together today was the fact that, you know, this is a couple of days later, but, you know, I've been watching a lot of what's been going on. Some of you know, I am a fan of Cardi B. You know, don't judge. She's awesome. She's a great performer. She's an entertainer. And I will say that her authenticity, I think, is what really, really makes people connect with her. Yes, she curses a lot. Yes, she's definitely crass, and that's who she is, you know. And I think that's what really makes her very unique, because not everyone who, you know, builds up in the celebrity space maintains who they really are. You know, you have some people, some celebrities who do, but she's really not shaking it off. You know, she's from the Bronx. She's raw. She's definitely street, and that's okay. And that's who she is. And so I think what's really interesting, you know, she's been putting out a lot of different videos lately. I mean, not just ones that promote her brand. I mean, she's definitely like on the money with that. And obviously of her child, you know, she did like a couple of things, but the biggest thing she's done lately is really talk about things that are affecting the communities, right? So we know we have a government shutdown. And it's been the longest one in history, regardless of like your politics, of who you are. You know, there are so many people who are federal workers and people who get different services off of what the government sends out every month. There definitely will be an effect. There will be, you know, obviously more negative than positive, because so many people rely on the government for, you know, either programs, supplemental, whatever it is. I mean, and people work for the government. So those people are not being paid. So her original rant, which is like over 15, I want to say, I think it's like over 15 million views already. You know, she said in her thing, in her video, you know, now government workers are being asked to come back to work. And then they're not even going to get paid, but like, we need you, so come back to work. So things like people who are, you know, like work for the TSA, people who are in, you know, security-based type things. I mean, really important positions. You know, people who work for these different things are important positions. You know, we need all of these people. And every single person's important. So she made a point, and she's like, you know, well, why is it that, you know, they have to go back to work and not be paid? Because it's a negotiating tactic for something else that they're trying to discuss, for Border Patrol to build a wall, right? So regardless, again, like, I'm not giving any positive negative to the politics, but I'm saying the power of social media, you know, two of your most powerful people, I mean, many powerful people, but your president also uses social media. He's a Twitter guy. always on Twitter. So if we go back to Cardi B and a lot of what she's doing and what she's trying to do, she's trying to definitely broadcast out, and she's hitting a different audience. Now, this is the part that's interesting, and like, I'm sure somebody's going to put some type of case study together about this at some point, because she's tapping into a different audience. She's tapping into a younger, obviously, demographic. And so maybe some young people really aren't that tuned into what's going on because it's not really affecting them. And I think that by her talking about it and her becoming more engaged and actually using social media as a platform is actually educating. It's educating a lot of our young people. And so, like, I think that's also the part of social media that a lot of, maybe even educators and different people in high level positions feel that sometimes social media can become a place of, misfortune, and it's a distraction, and it's definitely, I've read some article today that I forget, some big CEO said, you know, social media is our cancer of today. No, cancer is the cancer of today. That's the bottom line with that. So I think that social media is definitely a tool that can be used for positive broadcasting, to really promote things in a positive light, to really grow things, to inform. And I mean, I think it gets such a bad rap all the time because you do have people who go on there and abuse it. You do have people who go on, post crazy things, are inappropriate. And yes, not everyone has a filter, and it can be used for evil. This is like the plot to like Star Wars or to Superman, the greatest power can always be used for evil. And so I think we have to look at what we have in our hands right now and use it for the good and use it for positive. So if you're on social media, and we tie this back to you owning a brand, tie it back to you wanting to do something different and adding value to your platform. So you may not have a gazillion followers, but I think that what builds your following is consistency, and what builds your following is authenticity. So and that's part of building your online brand. You have to really let people know where the value is. Like, what is it that you're going to bring value to? So I tune into Margaret Fontana Media because I know I'm going to get some type of valuable information. I love giving information. I love helping other people. I love when someone else succeeds, and maybe it was something that like I was able to provide some type of information or connection. So I think collectively we all have to kind of think about social media, not just as like this thing, like if you go on my Instagram, and sometimes you'll see in my Insta story, my Facebook story, I'm talking about social media all the time. And I come from a media background. I worked in TV. I work in corporate America. And I truly believe core of a lot of what we do and how we broadcast out, is social media. Social media will rule for like the next 100 years, and it's going to evolve even more. And, if you look at someone like a Gary Vaynerchuk, who's like the number one business expert, digital, CEO of like multiple companies, he always talks about social media, how it's like the least inexpensive and most underutilized platform or asset or a thing that you can just pick up your phone. I mean, we have this mega phone, really, like your smartphone now, you can just pick it up and do whatever you need to do on that phone. Like, I can send a message, I can send an audio message, I can produce a podcast, I can go and put video of myself, talking about my next thing, talking about what's the social injustice. Hey, everybody, join in. Hey, everybody, I'm about to do a fundraiser. There are so many positive things you can do with social media. And if you have questions about how to do those things, or maybe you do have that project, or maybe you do want to do something beneficial that could help someone else, and you're not sure where to start, you can always contact me, email me, and I am always willing to listen. I think listening is like one of your number one things in the world that most people are not doing nowadays, is listening. And then, you know, let's have a conversation. I can listen and have a conversation with you. Email me, margaret@margaretfontana.com. And, you know, if you have thoughts, or if you've listened to any of those videos that are out there, or you follow Cardi B, or you follow any big person online who you feel like, well, how do they do that? Why are they doing that? And then maybe it's something you want to model and use to your benefit, whether it's Insta stories, whether it's a Facebook story, whether it's Twitter. And again, my prediction on Twitter, by the way, guys, I love Instagram, love Insta story, love Facebook stories. I'm all about that stuff. But in the end, Twitter will win. Twitter's the underdog, and that is the best online platform to date, in my book, in my opinion. So I'm making that prediction, and it's January 2019. And maybe we'll go back on this podcast, and I will bring this back up when something really huge evolves out of Twitter. So in the meantime, use the power of social media for good. Have a great night.